I like the ad with the Bucks players. Yeah. I put that thing together.
Now there was a time. Might have to listen to this song for a little bit. You got me now, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's scary, isn't it, Sam?
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
Do it live. Do it live.
We were just talking Bucks a little bit in between. Man, I love watching those guys play. They didn't have Chris Middleton last night, but they sure took the Bulls apart. It was 20-20, and the next thing you know, it's like over. They're so good.
They're great, and their politics are great. I love the fact that Brooke Lopez and Drew Holiday took time out of their sports schedule to tape a commercial urging people to register to vote and go out and vote and defend their right to vote against people who want to take their voting power away.
Well, Drew Holiday, and if I'm not mistaken, his wife was an Olympic soccer player. They donated $1 million to, you know, inner city businesses for black businesses. And yeah, is there anybody more righteous than him on the floor? I mean, he could take over the game. Oh, Giannis, take a break. We'll just give it to Drew. He was the leading scorer last night, but he's just so good.
Oh, yeah.
But that just shows you when you put your heart and soul in the right place, good things happen, don't you? You know, those guys that are always giving glory to God after they win and stuff, but then they don't give anything to poor people.
You know, when give the Bucks credit. You
yeah.
know, when these shootings happen, they don't show up for a game. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean the NBA in general is the pushback on the social issues, right?
Yeah.
Even, you know, LeBron James has been right on some things, and then there's been a few things that he's not as connected to because he's, you know, he's an NBA basketball player. And we saw how disconnected people are at the high levels in the NFL. I mean, even the brass still isn't willing to you know, buck systemic racism within the NFL.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. Where's the reparations for Kaepernick?
Yeah.
I mean,
they wouldn't even look at him. But, you know, LeBron James.
He beat
James,
the Packers, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Badly. I mean, LeBron James on most issues, really good.
Yes.
And
he gives back.
Yeah, he has showed some incredible leadership over the last 10, 15 years.
How about the commercial with him and his son? Kind of freaky, ain't it? I'm looking at his son. I'm like, whoa, that's LeBron and ninth grade or whatever.
I know.
We're going to the league. So I think he's just jumping from high school to the league, correct?
It's probably going to happen, yeah. I mean, I remember when LeBron...
Well, there's more than just him, you know, that do that every
LeBron
year.
Was in high school, and I had a brother-in-law in Ohio who was saying, there's this great guy coming out of Ohio. And of course,
nah.
You know, yeah, that's me, you know, Mr. Cynic. Or
we'll see. Yeah, we will for about 15 years straight. Yeah, I mean, he just, oh, this really sucks. He just passed Kareem, I think, in points.
Mm.
Ouch. I didn't think that was going to happen. But still, you know, there's another great guy. You know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar out there on social issues, fighting systemic racism and
writing
bogus
columns.
Religion. And
writing columns for the LA Times. I mean, the guy's great.
Oh, you talk about highly intelligent. But the problem that we're faced with is that the highly intelligent people are not the ones that are making the decisions. And even some of the ones that we give credit to, you know, we know they're educated. They have a higher education, right?
Yeah.
Some of that's, you know, riding the coattails of the family before them, you know, George Bush, I guess, you know, a few others that, you know, can't read a book unless it's upside down. Trump showed that too, right? Yeah, I'll show you the Bible upside down and backwards because I'm actually the devil, and if I turn it around, I'm going to roast right here in front of everybody.
I mean, the people who pretend to believe in the Bible and believe in Trump at the same time, and that's a hard one to grab.
Yeah. No, well, you know, some of them are like, oh, this is going to bring the world to an end. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? I mean, I don't think that, you know, just because you believe that it's written and that's, you're not supposed to help make it happen, right? If we're supposed to do what Jesus did, stand up against it. And I've already admitted that. Yeah, I probably would have been a disciple of Jesus, and before that rooster crowed, I'd have been eating eggs and hash browns somewhere else too, man. Fear, cowardice. I probably wouldn't have done that. I don't know.
You'd be out feeding the poor, though. I know you would.
I kind of do now. I remember one time somebody tried to slap me upside the head at the Capitol because I was using my food share to share it with somebody that was homeless. They were filming, yo, that's illegal. And I'm like, you want to expose me for sharing my food share with somebody that doesn't have any? Feel free to post that one. Well, maybe they're right. Maybe they would have said, oh, you can't do that. You know? No, I don't think they can. I don't think they can. I deserve the little bit I get every month. Thanks to, like, you know, Biden and Evers, you know, this continued support with food share for people that are on, you know, trying to recover still from this.
I mean, yeah, I mean, give Biden and Evers credit. I mean, give Biden credit. He cut child poverty by almost 50%.
Yeah.
And that's dramatic. And really? You're against that? You want kids to be poor and hungry?
Well, Joe Manchin does, because he raised it several points just by not supporting Build Back Better.
I mean, he sabotaged this Biden administration. Him and
oh, he sure did.
Cinema, no doubt about
which,
it.
Which, you know, again, I have to wonder, before, you know, it became an issue, one of the first, you know, why did Biden give his wife a position, you know, in West Virginia? Was that to try and win Joe over? Or was it to make it look like, yeah, I'm trying as hard as I can? Because, yeah, you know, it's conflicting things when Biden says to the Wall Street guys, you know, nothing's going to fundamentally change under it. Maybe he's trying to get votes and support, right? We've seen that. Like, we see that with people that get appointed to the courts, like Hagedorn. No, he's not going to be this right-wing extremist for the Republicans, so that's encouraging.
Yeah, you got to give Hagedorn credit for being an independent-minded person. On the Wisconsin Supreme Court, you know, he voted against the other three Republicans when they wanted to throw out tens of thousands of ballots. I mean, that was crazy.
Well, they're going to try and throw out tens of thousands with, you know, not allowing people with disabilities to vote unless they can hand it in themselves.
I mean, and Hagedorn was on the wrong side of that one. This is the most disgusting thing. In the April 5th elections, according to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and a right-wing judge in Waukesha, if you can't physically deposit your absentee ballot in the mailbox, you can't vote. And you can't take your girlfriend or your spouse's ballot, absentee ballot, and put it in the mailbox. I mean, that's not the super problem. The super problem is if you're a person with huge physical disabilities and you can't physically get to the mailbox, you can't vote. Or if you're in jail and you have the right to vote because you haven't been convicted of a crime yet, you can't vote because you can't physically put your ballot in the mailbox because you got to hand it to a guard who puts it in the mailbox.
Ah, freedom. Speaking of freedom, let's go to Dick in Madison. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. I had the unfortunate time off and left enough yesterday to watch some of the Supreme Court here.
You and me both, Dick. It was horrible.
Hey, I got baked and laughed. Well, I got baked and laughed. I knew what I was getting. I just wanted to see some of it.
Oh, my Lord. Anyway, Sue and I were arguing over who's the worst of the day. And then also, I was playing a little game for the longest time. MSNBC wasn't putting up their bio until they were into their thing quite a while, or what party affiliation. And I said, I'll bet you I can, on the ones I don't actually know, tell you just by looking at them. And I know that's a horrible thing, but the first one I picked right away was the guy from Utah. Is his name Lee?
Mike Lee, yeah.
The guy he looks like, guys, is it just me? Does he not look somewhat like the great Joe McCarthy?
He does look like Joe McCarthy. He acted like Joe McCarthy. He got that slick back, dyed black hair, too.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, is this 70 years later? And I get to actually see how bad he was in real time.
I think my favorite to despise is I'm going with John Cornholen Cornyn. I can't stand that long-headed idiot. Looks like he's been his head was put in a vise or something and squeezed.
Big head. It's hard to beat Ted Cruz though. Just for
I know he was like
sheer repulsiveness.
Oh, tied. Go ahead, man.
I put Cruz personally at the top, followed by ridiculous Lindsey Graham, and that whatever that was all about. But you know, and then asking her about Hoff, and she goes to church, and I, what's next? Did you beat your husband?
Thanks.
You know, what did any of this have to do with anything?
We got two more calls, Dick. Thanks for calling. We're going to go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Bill, what do you got?
Hey, you really threw a match on the fire today, talking about the useful idiots and questioning the new Supreme Court justice nominee. They had the insanity to say, did your parents have a book on their coffee table about racism? I can't believe these guys are useful idiots. And here's how it all comes out. You know, Putin came over and recognized a certain level of lack of intelligence in our country. And then he knew that Trump was the leader of the useful idiots. So guess what? He said, he did some investigating. He said, wow, they're everywhere. They're in Congress. They're in Senate. They're even in local governments. I just have to tap into these idiots. And we've got them. And now Fox, they make my head explode, is trying to destroy the credibility of Kamala Harris. And if you want to upset a right-wing nationalist, show them an intelligent woman. They run in fear. They can't handle intelligence. They can't, because they don't have it. They don't have it. And then they look to each other, you know, with these eyes. I mean, these are the stupid people that wanted guns in every living being, including a fetus hands. We've got that many guns out there. And then their jaws drop when people start using them. They're insane. They're absolutely legal. But you and I said something, and I agree with you, Mike. We got to get crazier than they are.
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing it for
10 years, and I know it works, man. I mean, I wouldn't keep doing
and
it.
Here's
if
it, how we can do it. Here's how we can do it, really. We're going to form our own group, and we're going to fire all these people in Madison that are having this fake investigation. We're going to fire them because we're their taxpayers. We have a lid, and we're going to issue pictures, and they're going to, all of a sudden, that's going to rattle them. Because, oh, my God, somebody's crazier than us. But anyhow, Mike, you do a wonderful job. Keep the faith, buddy. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bill. And, I don't mind doing it. I mean, it's fun for people that are watching. It's not fun if you're a corrupt legislator to have me in the rotunda with your name on a sign. But you're right. I remind the cops every time I'm in there, hey, man, you work for me. Remember that. You work for everybody that's here. These legislators, I'm your boss. Whether you like it or not. And I know I'm your boss because your boss is afraid to show up. We'll be back in a minute.